Questions and answers. Question. You once said that we should not go off by ourselves and live as hermits. Since we must remain in this material world, what should we do to counteract the many negative influences in our environments? Answer. Going off to the Himalayas or to a monastery is neither good nor bad. It is a matter of what you do when you are there. If your body is sitting in a cave, but your mind is constantly thinking about mocha fudge ice cream or your friends at the disco, you might as well be back in the city. But if you can perform genuine service by retiring from the world, if that is your nature and your mission, then that is all right. Two major categories of spiritual practitioners exist. Those in one category keep to themselves and do not interact with the public, rarely even taking disciples. The other type moves about in the secular world, teaching, sharing, and helping. Particularly in this age of quarrel, society has a special need for healthy role models. That is why people in spiritual life should make themselves available to others. Another problem for those who live in spiritual seclusion is the ease with which they can delude themselves into believing that they are stronger than they actually are. How do they know that they have mastered a situation unless they are in an environment that puts them to the test? To be absorbed in mystical intoxication is not necessarily a sign of advancement. Spiritual maturity exists when we can maintain our higher consciousness regardless of the distractions or obstacles that confront us. Question. When you talk about sense gratification, I realize that one of the pleasures I am most addicted to is sleep. What is the value of sleep? Answer. We can serve the Lord even while we are asleep. When we consider that the average person spends about one-third of life sleeping, we can understand the importance of using even that time to learn more about the Lord and to serve Him. Actually, spiritually advanced beings do not sleep as we know it. While their body is at rest, they move into different environments, even different universes, to engage in a higher level of service than they perform on the physical level. As we evolve more spiritually, we discover that when the physical body is inactive at night, the subtle body and the soul have even more chance to do service without the restrictions imposed on the physical body. Before we take rest at night, we should fill our minds with a consciousness of devotion. At least 15 minutes before we go to sleep, half an hour if possible, we should take the time to read something spiritual or to do some chanting. Before doing so, we must bring closure to what has happened during the day and deliberately enter another part of our life. When we retire for the night with a sense of enthusiasm for the adventures that await us and for the services we can perform in the inner realms, we know that the physical body is gradually becoming more spiritualized and less of an obstacle to our spiritual development. On the other hand, if we discover that in the subtle inner realms our minds are just trying to carry out the desires of the physical body by manipulating material energies, then we need to do more work to align the mind and the intelligence with the soul. Question. Can you say more about the dark night of the soul? I've been in the middle of one for quite some time, and I would like to gain greater understanding of what it means. Answer. In spiritual life, the dark night of the soul can occur when we become strong in devotional practice and are extremely determined to serve God. Actually, such a situation often indicates that we have reached a point where we are being prepared for a major positive transition leading to a deeper connection with the Lord. As we go through this dark period, we must examine our desires and motives to discover the real basis of our spiritual life. When everything is taken away, it becomes easier to see the truth about ourselves. Are we genuinely ready for deeper levels of spiritual realization? Are we really motivated by love of God? Or are we just seeking a particular boon from the Lord? The difficulties that arise can help us identify our real platform. We may discover that we want to receive the tiniest favorable sign or even to be chastised just to know that God is still there. Some people pray at times like this saying, If there is a God, then let me see him now. Or, I'll give it one or two more weeks, and if the situation doesn't change, then I'm not going to stay with God. They think that spiritual life is cheap. For them, God is just an order taker who should fulfill their demands. Unless we are properly guided by a spiritual mentor and have reinforcement from a proper spiritual community, we can easily give up when we are going through a dark night of the soul. From a logical perspective, we have every reason to abandon our spiritual quest, but we must not do so. Instead, we should say, "No, I have given my entire life to the Lord. Dear Lord, do with me as you like. If it gives you pleasure to keep me in this state of upheaval, then that will be my joy."